The U.S. military released photos of the firepower operating in the Caribbean Sea. The Gerald R. Ford Aircraft Carrier Strike Group joins another 8 warships, F-35 aircraft, and a nuclear submarine already in the region, escalating President Donald Trump's pressure campaign against Venezuela. In an online post, the administration calls it Operation Southern Spear. Trump says he's basically decided whether or not to take military action against Venezuela and the government of Nicolas Maduro.
We'll see what happens. I mean, I can't tell you what it is, but we made a lot of progress with Venezuela in terms of stopping drugs from pouring in. But we have a Mexico problem. We have a Colombia problem.
President Trump alleges illegal drugs are coming from both Colombia and Venezuela to the U.S. The U.S. military has carried out roughly 20 airstrikes on alleged drug vessels in international waters and has yet to offer proof of narcotics trafficking. Outside the White House, protesters voiced their opposition to the military aggression and the killings of at least 80 people in boats off the coast of Venezuela. In Caracas, the Venezuelan president was engulfed by a sea of supporters and addressed the crowd, partly in English.
The love and peace. The peace and love.
American fighter jets are once again operating in Puerto Rico at the former military base, fueling more speculation of the next U.S. moves.